Need some outfit inspiration? See the hottest street fashion Utah has to offer in our monthly Slug Style feature.
Shh! Are you listening? This is Slug Soundwaves. Hi, this is Morris Carrillo with the Salt Lake City band Detour, and we are Thor Sorensen on lead guitar, Chris Archuleta, lead singer and rhythm guitar, and Ian Early on bass. We have an EP titled 13th and Grand. It'll roughly be 5 songs. Currently, we're recording it, tracking it with Nick Karchner over at Grotto Studios in Harriman, Utah. Kieran Krebs will be mixing our EP. He also did Nominee's EP. You should listen to that if you haven't. And Nathan Hussey from the band All Get Out will be mastering it. So we're very excited for that. And hopefully we'll have it out by the September 9th show at the Underground that we have with Tiny Stills and Get Married. That'll be a great show regardless, but hopefully we'll have the EP release show that same day.
Phil came in, right? Strummed out this tune, yeah? And I said, that's a number one record.
So Detour formed roughly in the year 2016. We got together through a mutual friend of ours, Zach. He also played guitar in a minute for Detour. He brought me and Chris together because me and Zach were in a side project. And when me and Chris met each other, I mean, it was a real click. He was upstairs cooking and I was downstairs setting up drums to sort of audition with him. And I started playing Baroness on my phone and he came downstairs and was like, is this Baroness? And I was like, you bet your butt it is. It was just a click from there. He's like, oh my God, I don't know anybody who like listens to Baroness casually. So we sort of clicked and then he warmed up with Alkaline Trio and I was like, well, that's a great start for me. The music just clicked from there. After that, we found Ian on Facebook, just through one of those random musician sites, those pages. And I mean, he came in and immediately when he played, we were like, oh man, that's a different sound because he's a guitarist to a bass player. So we were like, oh, he doesn't really follow what a normal bass player is playing. He's a little more melodic and we really liked it, what he was bringing to the band. After that, we found Thor through Ian. That's when he came into the band. He didn't come to the band until roughly 2017. So Detour has been currently Detour for about a year now, a little over a year, and that's really the origin of how we met. Growing up, I'd say I was heavily influenced musically by my parents and my sisters. I have 4 sisters, by the way, 3 older and 1 younger, but it's definitely my older sisters influencing me with the music. I'd say Patty specifically, she was the one that was into that post-hardcore scene when the bands first started coming out. Atari Saves the Day, Ha Ha Heat, The Strokes, Dashboard Confessional, you know, that scene, AFI. She'd saved all the stuff on the family computer, so I was always downloading it and listening to that music. The connection I've always had with, I'd say, all my family is we've always been connected through music. We always perform together. We always sing together. Anytime we get together, we're always singing. If we're not singing, we're playing something, you know. It's just really a big part of who we are. This year, 2018, Detour toured in April. We went to Idaho, Spokane. Well, this was the planned tour. Idaho, Spokane, Seattle, Bremerton, Washington, over to Portland, Oregon, Oakland, LA, Las Vegas, home. And we were extremely excited and had everything planned. We had rented a van. We headed out. We had a great house show in Boise. We filled up the house. There was like 50 people there, which was phenomenal for us. We didn't expect that from Boise, Idaho. Had a great show there. Drove through the night up to Spokane. Being up there, I mean, we were excited to play that show, and we get to the show, and really, it's kind of a rundown bar, not really our scene, very NASCAR. We set up for the show. We realized that nobody is showing up, and that was a little worrying. And when we realized that the promoter, the sound guy, and the other band were the only people in the audience, we were pretty frustrated. But you know, we played the show, we played our hearts out. It was being broadcast to the radio, so that was pretty cool. So I guess we had that audience. From there, we drove through the night to Seattle, and while we were driving, our check engine light turned on. So we got to Seattle, and immediately that morning turned in the car to the mechanics, hung out the day in Seattle, and got the bad news roughly an hour and a half before our show that the van's half the engine wasn't working, and that the van was really just going to go kaput at any moment. We were disappointed. We didn't know what to do. We called up the owner of the van, and he wanted us to just bring it home immediately and then, you know, just cancel our tour. So we brought it straight home from Seattle the next day all the way to Utah, which was roughly, because half the engine wasn't working, like an 18-hour drive. We get home, we go to sleep, we return the guy's van. Luckily, we made it. We go and get two rentals, and then we head out to Reno, and we were able to make our show in Oakland. So we only missed Portland and Bremerton, and got out to Oakland, played a great show with Tiny Stills and Get Married, same two bands we're going to be playing with in September. And because we had to go home, our other show in LA had got canceled. So Tiny Stills totally hooked us up. Kaylin, you're the best. And got us a show in LA. And so I was able to play, and all my family showed up and got to see me play. Finished it off in Las Vegas and got home. Pretty fun adventure there with the whole van issue, and we were extremely exhausted at the end of it, but that was really, I'd say, the highlight of Detour so far. I'd call it a successful tour. When you strip it all down and you take away our fancy jazz chords that we're doing on the guitar and our fancy picking and, you know, polyrhythms, we're a punk band. That's all it comes down to. We really wanted to elevate what punk is and, you know, melodic punk, and just bring a little taste to it, a little bit of our taste to it. So if you listen to Detour, you'll hear like pop punk, especially. You'll hear emo punk. You'll hear a little hardcore punk. At some points, you'll hear just straight hardcore. And that's because that's all of our different backgrounds, I'd say. Our influences are very much, you know, Thrice, Taking Back Sunday, The Smiths, Blink-182. With all those different backgrounds, Detour ends up being what our sound is. It's really hard to describe, but it's really in between like six different genres. When it's stripped down to its basic core, it's punk. We all like punk, and that was all of our first love. I know Chris has got like Misfits tattooed on his heart, literally. We are still kind of a new band, but one of the traditions that we do already have established is Halloween shows at the Beehive. Our first year we played Alkaline Trio cover set, and this last year we played a very successful Ramones set. This year we have plans to do a Clash set. Those shows have been super fun for us, and you can tell right there that the bands we're covering really are the cornerstone bands of who Detour is. I mean, Ramones especially, that was a huge show for Ian. His mom flew out from Missouri just to see it, because she's a big Ramones fan as well. So I thought that was super cool. Halloween is coming up, so make sure you pay attention to our social media links, and also if you go like the Beehive Social Club, they'll be posting about it as well. It's a huge event that happens every year, so make sure you're ready for it in October. My heart, it pounds like a marching band. Detour has recorded two different EPs. Our very first EP we recorded at a very young age, it's more like a demo, that had Circles, Unconditional, and Drowning on it. Of those songs, Circles is completely changed, and Unconditional has been re-recorded as a single. So we sort of scrapped that first demo, and our first real recording that we've taken good money and good time to do, it's called Sparks. Sparks on that EP is a really special track, especially for Chris. It's about his friend Austin, and Sparks was his nickname. He committed suicide in 2014. The song is basically Chris's last interaction and last time he got to spend time with Sparks. This is what Chris says about Sparks. He says he was a person that influenced everyone around him and always seemed happy. He was the person we looked to for positivity and never talked about his own problems. The song is ultimately about the last time we ever saw each other. He was a huge metalhead, so that song I wanted to make heavy and to make sure it carried some of his spirit. So if you listen to Sparks, it starts out slow, heavy, and then there's this breakdown, very like Iron Maiden breakdown that happens halfway through the song, which is the bridge, and then it ends with Chris alone with his acoustic guitar. That's a very touching song. Chris always says something very special and about suicidal awareness, since that was a first favorite for a lot of people.
Closed my eyes and felt it drift away. felt it drift away.
Currently, we are recording and tracking. The difference in Detour sound, especially gonna come from Sparks to 13th and Grand, is, I'd say, just a maturity overall and a musicianship and how we're writing. I think before we were trying to be complicated for complicated's sake. Now we're just sort of playing to what we want to hear. You're gonna hear a lot more added instruments. We've added strings, we're adding synths, we're adding, you know, all the bells and whistles to really elevate the music. And you're gonna hear a difference in quality overall, because we're taking a lot more time, especially tracking, mixing. We're gonna be a lot more in the process mixing wise. And so I'd say just an overall maturity. We've experienced this, we've now gone on tour, we've played countless shows, and that's really brought a lot of solidarity and maturity to our music. When Detour formed, it was a huge thing for me. I'd stopped playing music because, I'll just give a little background of my story. At the age of 19, I served an LDS mission, and I got home. You know, I was 21 years old, and the first thing I wanted to do, instead of getting right back into music, was to get married, naturally. So I found me a fiance. And we dated for a couple years, and the whole time I really wasn't playing music. I was obviously listening to it and staying relevant with new albums, but it wasn't a huge deal in my life anymore. I was much more focused on developing that part of my life, marriage and career and things like that. So when that ended and I was sort of questioning my beliefs, I was getting back into music. I set up my drums at my parents' house, and I went over there and started bugging them and started playing again. And that's when I was starting to feel happy, like I'd found myself again. So when I found Detour in 2016, it was a huge deal for me. It was like, I'd call it before and after in my life. Later in 2016, in September, my mother got sick and she was in the hospital. I got home from a business trip, and that same day I went to see her because she was in the hospital while I was away. And that was the last time I got to talk to her. She went into an induced coma after that, and she was in that for about a week and a half. And during that week, we had a show with Detour. I kind of wanted to cancel it, but we went ahead and played it. Yeah, I had all my family out. My mom's sister obviously came out. My sisters came out, and we had a show at the loading dock. And I was nervous about it because I was in a highly emotional state. We got up there, we played, and while I was playing, I just sort of found that zen, that complete calm, and just felt like I was doing the right thing. I definitely have always felt that connection to music with my family, but I kind of had come to the realization that maybe my mom wasn't going to come back, and I was dealing with that reality. And while I was playing music was when I felt closest to her. So it was during that show I sort of made that click that this was something I wanted to do for the rest of my life. Be with Detour, be with anybody. I think I want to play music for the rest of my life, just so I can always have that same feeling, that connection that she gave to me. Music will always be a huge part of my life, and I have my mother and my parents to thank for that, my family. You'll now hear our new single, Cloud 9, off of our EP, 13th and Grand. You can find us on Facebook at DetourSLC, on Instagram at DetourSLC, and our EP Sparks and our EP 13th and Grand will be found and are found on Spotify and Apple Music.
92% of Slug readers attend community, arts, entertainment, and cultural events on a regular basis. More information available at slugmag.com.